In the early 1960s, Andy Warhol began to use images from the popular press in his work. He was especially fascinated by figures of notoriety or fame, cultural icons like Marilyn Monroe and Elvis Presley. Warhol became obsessed with the aftermath of President Kennedy's assassination, which happened in November of 1963. And he began to collect all of the press imagery that surrounded that horrible event. So in this Nine Jackies, we see a cropped image of the president and his wife in the back of the convertible in Dallas, Texas. There are other images Warhol used for this series, including pictures from the funeral. But this one, I think, is particularly potent because it is right before the event and imbued then with this melancholy. Warhol had developed a technique in his painting just a year or two before this work was made involving a silkscreen process. He realized that one could blow up images that he cropped from magazines and create endless paintings from those screens. And so this Jackie series repeat the image over and over again, and it seems to replicate in a way the process in which mass media is disseminated. I love how the various canvases, and these are indeed on nine different small canvases put together, have various qualities of printing. So the ink is forced through the silk screen, and sometimes it gives this wonderful stuttering sort of haziness, like you see at the bottom left, or sometimes the image can be quite crisp, as it is in the top row. Andy Warhol epitomizes pop art. To hear more about this movement, press play.